Yeah, and then the next, I think something that deserves a celebration, is we're getting a new venue. Okay, so everyone is asking when. Some people ask me if we can be there by next Sunday and so on. I just want to remind you guys, it's not about where you're getting, it's about how you're getting there. So, yeah. Ach, the first thing about the new venue, there's flyers. You can hand out the flyers. They just tell you where it is. But about this venue, we just want to ask you guys, we actually want to invite all of you to be part of this process of sorting out this new venue. Because basically this new venue is like, it's our new home. So we want to ask you to get involved, to be part of sorting out everything about getting there, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, and there's so much things that needs to be done. And that's why we're going to ask you also to just to get involved. On the other side, with the new venue, there's still a little bit of painting that needs to be done. There's a little bit of carpentry that needs to be done. We need people just to help to clean out. We need people with buckets that can help that we can load some stuff to get it there. Because at this stage, we've got stuff in storage in four different places. So we need to get that stuff there. The stuff that's in church here, we won't move right away. But we want to move the rest of the stuff in the meantime. If maybe say you don't have a bucket, but you're willing just to help load things and unload things or unpack things, or you're willing to help with these quotes we still need to get on things, signage, there's a lot of things that needs to be done. So we want to ask you to please get involved. Please help with it. Because we don't want one or two people to sort out the place. We want, it's when you're, like you move into a new house, the nice thing is if everyone in that house helps. And it's like you're putting a little bit of yourself in there, if I can put it that way. So how to get involved exactly is at the info desk. There's a form there where you can just fill in your name and your contact details, whether you're on WhatsApp or not, because that's the easiest way these days to get communication through. So we want to create a WhatsApp group. If you're not on WhatsApp, we'll contact you anyway. So we just want to ask you, please put your name on there, your number on there, what you want to do. If it's anything, just say anything. When you're available, whether it's during the day or after hours or Saturdays or whatever, and then we can take it from there. So the idea basically is that by the end of May, we need to be out of this premises. We already gave notice. I'm not saying this morning we're going to be there next Sunday. It's not going to be next Sunday. But in church, we'll announce what Sunday, but it's in the next 3 weeks that needs to happen. So we want to ask your help to get there, please. Yeah, and that basically brings me to my sermon this morning of a new season. Now, I think it's important for us as church to always know in what season you're at. It's important to know what the season was where you just came from, and it's important to know where you are going to. And if you don't know in what season you is, it's very difficult, basically, to do what you're supposed to do. So, yeah, I prayed about where we're at this stage, and what I felt God was saying is really like, it's like he's comparing us to the Israelis when they just got out of the desert. So it felt to me like God was saying this church just came out of the desert, and it's standing on the side of the Jordan River. It's standing where it can see the promised land. Just over the river. So that's what I felt God was saying, where this church is at. And what I decided to do then is to go and look at scripture. So we go to the Old Testament, to the scripture of where this people was standing next to the river and what was happening, where they were at that moment. So you can open your Bible so you can read on the screen. It's Joshua 1. We're going to read only from verse 10 2, verse 15. Those of you that want to open your Bibles, you're more than welcome. And Joshua commanded the officers of the people, "Pass through the midst of the camp and command the people, prepare your provisions, for within 3 days you are to pass over this Jordan to go in, to take possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving you to possess. And to the," this name is a bit difficult to me, but, "and to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half tribe," the what? Gadites. "And the half tribe of Manasseh," Joshua said, "remember the word that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, 'The Lord your God is providing you a place of rest and will give you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your livestock shall remain in the land that Moses gave you beyond the Jordan. But all the men of valor among you shall pass over armed before you, before your brothers, and shall help them, until the Lord gives rest to your brothers as he has to you. And they also take possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving them. Then you shall return to the land of your possession and shall possess it, the land that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave beyond the Jordan toward the sunrise." Now, I think what's important here is just to realize, or basically just to put this scripture in context of where they were coming from and where they were going, of what happened just before this moment and what happened just after this moment. And I think what we know is Moses was the person that led them to this point. And from here onwards, basically it was given over to Joshua. And he had to take the people into the promised land. So it's something we need to realize when we look at that and when we think about that, is that God will use different people for different seasons. And it's like he's giving a different gifting to every person. So therefore it's important, and I'm saying it from the place where I'm standing today, that therefore it's important of not comparing people. It's important not to think of, like Moses, he was the person that had to take them to that place. So when we think of Carl, it's important to honor him for what he did. It's important to realize that God used him for a season to bring this church to this point. So we honor Carl for what he did in this congregation, for what God anointed him for and appointed him for. And now is the beginning of a new season where God has put me here to take this congregation from this place forward. But something else we need to realize if we look at this scripture is we see a promise. We see the promises of God saying that he will be with them, that he will be the one that leads them, that will take them to the next place, that will always be with them, that will protect them. But also what we see if we look at, if we think in context of what happened after this point, is this group of people are standing next to a river. And they need to go over this river and they need to take over the land. So what we need to realize is it's not a place of rest yet. It's not a place of where God is telling them they can just sit back and relax, because now everything is going to be different. It's a place where God is actually telling them, it's time to get your provisions sorted out. It's time to stand up. It's time to prepare yourself for what is coming. Because it's not just going to fall from the sky. I'm giving it to you. I'm giving you a promise that I'm giving you this promised land. But you need to go and take it. See, it's not going to come by itself. And what we need to realize when we see this, is that God is actually telling us as a congregation that this is a time to stand together and to move together as one. That he will always be the one to lead us and he will give us the promised land, but we need to go and take it. And I think the question maybe we need to ask ourselves this morning is, what is that promised land? What is this God is talking about, that he's giving us? Is it the new venue? No, it's not. You see, it's so easy at this stage to be at a place where we think, but now everything is going to be different. not set up and all that stuff anymore, because we're going to be sorted out. We've got our own venue, everything is in place, that kind of thing. But if you look at the Israelis, was it ever only about that group of people to get into the promised land? No. It was about a nation. It was about so much more than that group of people that needed to get to the promised land. And therefore, for us, what is the promised land? The promised land is not a building. It's not a place of where we can say we this many people. That's not a promised land. The promised land we need to get to is a place in the spirit. It's a place where God will be visible in what's going on. It's a place where we, people will see His kingdom come in our lives and in the lives of the people around us. That's the promised land. The promised land is a place where we will be in a position where the harvest can come in and we'll be able to help that harvest to become disciples of God. That's the promised land. So the promised land is not a place where it's about us getting to a place where we are sorted out, or where we enjoy our new venue, anything like that. All the venue is it's like a tool. It's like a vehicle God is giving us to reach the world with. That's all the venue is. So the venue is not this nice place for us. It's something we're going to use to let God's kingdom come. And it's the home we're going to create. It's not a home only for us. It's a home for the world. It's a home where people that don't have a spiritual home can come to. And just to make sure that you understand my heart, I just want to explain something to you. When I look at a church or at different churches, for me it's sad to see that so often it's like there's a competition between churches of who's the best, who's the biggest, that kind of thing. Because it's not supposed to be like that. It's a partnership between churches to let God's kingdom come and to reach the lost. That's what church is all about. So if we go into a new venue, the idea or the focus is not to get people from other churches to our church at all. The focus is on people that's not going to church, people that's not in a place of worship, people that don't have a relationship with Christ. That's what it's all about. And to get those people into church. So, the celebration for me is like it's when someone comes to Christ. It's like the biggest miracle you'll ever see is someone giving his heart to Jesus. Because so often people think it's a huge miracle if you see a healing taking place. But for me, it's something so much bigger if you see someone giving his life to Christ. Because that healing taking place is God doing something. But someone giving his life to Christ is someone responding on what God is doing. And there's a big difference. And also what we need to ask ourselves is, church, what is church? Is church God's man's plan or man's idea? Is it the institute? No, it's not. Church is a group of people following Christ and leading other people to that same place. Church is God's plan to reach the world. It's not man's plan to reach the world. What did Jesus die for? For His church. You see, it's His plan that in 2,000 years ago, that was His plan to reach the world. And it's still His plan today. Nowhere in the Bible I see any scripture where Jesus, any of the apostles or anyone else is coming to a place where they say, okay, from now onwards, church is not God's plan anymore. It's still His plan. So therefore, it's important for us to get into that place. And that's why we belong to a church. It's a place of partnership where we come together and where we tell each other, listen, we partner together. Not in what we want to do, but in what God wants to do. So we partner together in that. So that His plans for our lives, His plan for the people of the world, so that can come into place. me and my whole family is a little bit sick this week. So my throat is quite dry. So therefore, I think it's important that we realize, and we need to realize what church is all about. We need to realize where our focus is supposed to be. So when we go to that place, when we sort out that place, and whether we are painting or cleaning or anything like that, don't think this is not something important. That's part of what we do to reach the lost. And that's why it's important. That's why it's important to have a spiritual home, to belong somewhere. Because we need to get to that place where we partner together so that God's kingdom can come. And when we go to church, so often we think it's just a place where we go to receive on a Sunday, but it's actually not. It's also a place where, yes, we will receive there, but it's also a place where we need to go to give instead of receiving. And when I'm talking about giving, I'm not only talking about giving money and that kind of stuff. I'm talking about giving what God has put into your life. Because each one of us, God gave special gifts. And that gift, he didn't give it to you so that you can look good or look special or anything like that. He gave it to you to bless his church with, to raise up his church, because we're a body. And Philip, sorry I'm saying this, but he just phoned me yesterday and asked me, listen, can we do this thing for the mothers with the gifts and stuff? And I want to honor him for that, just for phoning me and asking me that. But in the same time, that's what church is all about. It's not about someone standing in front running the church, doing the whole thing. It's about everyone in church listening to the Holy Spirit, finding your place, and standing up, walking into that place of doing what God has called you for. So often God will lay something on your heart, and what you're supposed to do is go to the rest of the congregation with that and tell the rest of the congregation, this is on my heart. So it's not about someone playing boss in the front or anything like that. It's about a community of believers standing together and bringing everything that God has put into us, bringing that so that his kingdom can come. So I really just want to invite you this morning. That's it. That's my sermon for this morning. I just decided that there's so much going on, so much celebration. I didn't want to do a big thing this morning on a certain scripture or anything like that. It's just important for all of us to realize where we are at this stage. We're at the place where we're standing next to the river. And God is calling us to take the promised land. But to be able to take the promised land, all of us need to stand together. And all of us need to bring to the table that what God has put into you. So don't be in a place where you think, but now I'm going to sit back and I'm going to see what this new pastor is going to do in this church. Because that's not why I'm here. I'm here so that we can walk together. And so that God, that what God's plans are for this congregation, for Windhoek, for Namibia, so that that can be fulfilled. But that can only happen if we stand together. So I want to invite you, not just to be part in sorting out a building, but to get involved in what God is busy doing. And even if God is talking to you about intercession, if he's talking to you about other things in church, about certain ministries, maybe ministries we're not even doing at this stage, please come to me and talk to me about it so that we can see how we can get all these things, if I can call it like this, how we can get all these things into play so that God's plan for this congregation, so that that can be fulfilled. Okay. Can we just close our eyes, please? We just want to thank you, Father, that we can be in your house. Because, Father, this morning we just declared it's all about you and it's all about what you want to do. Father, it's not about shofar. It's not about any one of us. It's all about you. And Father, we're inviting you into this church. We want to ask you, Father, to come and do whatever it is you want to do in this church. Father, we give you open doors. We declare this morning this church belongs to you. Father, thank you that you're inviting us to partner with you this morning, to be part of what you are doing. Thank you that you're giving us an open door this morning to walk in and to get close to you. Father, thank you that we can know this morning that church is always your heart. Jesus, we know this morning that you paid a price for the church. Because that's your plan of reaching the world. And your plan hasn't changed. So Father, we just want to thank you for being part of that this morning. And we want to ask you, Father, that you will be the one to lead us wherever we need to go. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Over the next few weeks, what I'm going to do, especially next week, we're going to start talking about faith. Because the whole thing about faith is that's how the people on the side of the river, that's how they got through, is by faith. There's no other way of getting there. So that's also another thing is I just really feel that God is going to challenge us on our faith. But in the same time, he wants to teach us about what it means to walk in faith, what it looks like to walk in faith. And he wants to help us to grow in our faith. I believe the word says that the righteous will live by faith. So that's not something we do on a Sunday. That's something we do every day of our lives. And we're eager to go there at this stage. So thank you very much for this morning. Thank you very much for that. And if there's anyone that needs prayer for anything, please don't hesitate to come to the front so that we can pray with you. And in the back, there's coffee and tea. Please enjoy it. Thank you very much.